not really sure.
Dissonance between what our budget was and what we wanted to look like. We wanted to look unplugged and unplugged to the customer. We discussed a flip open design, reducing the size of control and electronic panel for further features like programming, things like that. Presentations I've got written here, so shall we hear from marketing first?
Is it okay if I postpone that to later? I just want to get access to a little bit more information.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, I'll go first. Can I grab the... Thanks. What do I have to press? Oh, F8. All right. There we go. Maybe. Yep, there we go. Okay, this is the working design presented by me, the industrial designer extraordinaire. Okay, this is where I went a bit mad with PowerPoint, so. What the first thing question I asked was, what are we trying to design? Well, a device which basically just sends the signal to the TV to change its state, whether that be the power or the channel or the volume. Everything is just some sort of signal to change the state of the TV or other appliance that it's sending the signal to. So I decided I'd have a look at what other people have designed and try and take some inspiration from that. But although we will want to be taking ideas from other people, we want to make sure that our design stands out. And I thought that was something that, well, it wasn't really my area because I'm dealing with the inside, really. So. Yeah, I ran out of time, so I couldn't do this one as fun as the last one. I found out that most controls use some form of infrared to send signals to the TV, presumably because of the cost issue of something like the same thing that computers use, wireless, and you don't need to send very much information. Most of them are powered by some form of battery. Now, R1, I'm not sure whether we want to look at the size issue because most of them are powered by AAA batteries, but those can be quite bulky. So I didn't know if you wanted to look at something else so we could shrink down the size of the control. Yeah, sure. No. If you look at most remote controls, they're quite chunky, and that's because of the size of the batteries. They have to be, obviously, this certain size to fit those batteries in. Yeah, you can get the sort of circular round ones, but I'm just wondering about power consumption and how much you need to send the data across. Which leads sort of onto the next point about them being small and easy to carry around. Now the ones at the moment are small, but I was just wondering if we could look at something a bit smaller. Now the main components I came up with were obviously the power source for the batteries, because otherwise it's not going to work. As I said about the which batteries we were going to choose, we can discuss that later. And then obviously you need something to decode the information that you're putting in from the controller and to turn it into an infrared signal, which we're going to use to send the information. Now these have a wireless range of up to about 5 meters, which is sort of suitable for anyone who's watching their TV unless they're in a cinema, which not most people do, so as we're applying to the most audience, that should be fine. And then I was just had a quick look at the external design, but I left that mostly to the interface designer. And so this is what I had as the basic idea of what we want to do. It's not a proper circuit. I'm not sure if it will work or not. I'm not even confident that those are the real way you'd wire it up. But anyway, we've just got the power going to the infrared bulb, the chip, and the UI interface, which would basically, when you pressed anything, the chip would convert it into some form of IR data, which could be decoded by the TV receiver, which obviously means that we're going to have to conform to whatever form of communication that the TVs are already using. And since that's another reason to use infrared, because that's what all TVs use at the moment. And then finally, we want it to be available to a wide audience at a low cost. So all the components that I've put forward are low in cost, so that should be good. It should be different enough from the alternative products to get a good consumer base. We were talking about it before, and also just something that I was thinking about, because they're small, they're also easy to lose. So if we could look into some way of, don't know, some anti going down the side of the sofa thing that you could have, that was just sort of a general point there. And that's, yeah. All right, okay. And yeah, that's what I came up with there. So if you wanna. Function F8, yeah. No, yeah, it's just going on. Yeah. 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 Yeah, sure. There we go. I've got a bit more of the cable. There we go. Yeah, you should be able to make it over to your thing now. Yeah, there you go.
Small movements of the remote control can lead to shoulder and elbow problems. The vast majority of the 35 and under age group would like crystal display and speech recognition. Again, that was tailored, I think, in when we lost the actual remote control, some kind of speech recognition. Something we didn't put to them, but which I'm thinking of now, is even if perhaps the lost control can give off a beep every now and again until we find it or a flashing light.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, because if you've got, yeah, if you've got a Sky box, one of those Sky Plus boxes now, you can record straight off the TV anyway, so onto like the TV hard drive or something. Yeah. Yeah. Just as an idea on the speech recognition thing, though, it would probably be quite expensive to incorporate an entire speech recognition thing, and they're not that great anyway. All right. Okay. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But on that again, I just thought, because you can get those key chains now and you whistle and then it'll let off a loud noise to let you know where it is. So I thought that could be quite a... Yeah. Yeah. Maybe on the TV you could put like a pack on the TV or something, so you can't see the remote. You go and press the button on top of the TV and it beeps. Yeah. Okay, so sort of thing. Something like that. But that sounds a lot
easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could have a number of different designs. I mean, inside they'd be essentially exactly the same. Just yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just...
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like a little panel that you touch rather than a button, which shouldn't wear out as much.
No, because you wouldn't have to. You don't actually have to press them, you just... Yeah. Yeah. But also ergonomics, as we were saying with the different designs, ergonomics, there's sort of physically different things, because if you've ever seen the Xbox, they had to make two different sized controllers because people in Japan wouldn't buy it because the controller was physically too big, because they're cut just generally Japanese people have smaller hands, so they couldn't get around the controller, which is so if you, I don't know what, because you obviously you could have bigger buttons for some countries or something and smaller ones for others. Yeah. 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 Hmm.
I think we have to design one product.
Yeah.
And then the company can take it wherever they want to, in the sense that they can make it smaller.
Yeah.
Make it bigger, or they can change features slightly. The internal engineering is going to be the same, so we need to focus on just one thing.
Yeah. 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 I was just thinking about how you could combat that, because without doing something where you have to move your arm around to change the channel, and it becomes speech recognition, but yeah.
We are talking about the type of company that we're working for as well. That they want fashionable, they want it to be trendy, and you wouldn't automatically assume associate them with the older generations. Now, with the baby boomers, the older generations are actually
Yeah.
But I don't think we're focusing on that. I think we are focusing on a sort of mid-range business kind of class type of people.
I'm just thinking of functional issues too, for when it does get to the scale marketing stage, you want to, you know, waste money on your company and
Video Plus.
Yes. You could use that as an alternative to programming in times.
Like yeah, that. Yeah.
I always found that really easy when I discovered it. Because you've got your channel record anyway, so if there's a program on you want to put record on, that's fine. But if you do want to tape something,
just whack a number. And you wouldn't need a whole host of extra buttons for that. You just need what, because you've already got all the numbers there anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Been around.
It's been around for a long time. It's just it's not very well advertised as to how to use it and things. Though if you've got something like Sky anyway, you can just click on it, you can just press the button on the program once and it will record that program when it's on, and you press it on it twice and it will record the whole series. So that, yeah. But just to have that function would be really good. Yeah.
Is it worthwhile with this other retailer, like a similar kind of service, so that if older users were determined, if they know they can just pop into one of our high street outlets, you know, which one is that press for this? That's free aspect of our service, but that might be too
much. But the only problem is that with a mobile phone you sign for a contract, so they the companies who you deal with have actually they've got an obligation to help you out, and also, I mean, it's fair enough to have some sort of help service, but I'm not sure how much the cost would be of having. Yeah, I mean instruction books, I feel, I reckon, can cover that.
There's customer service. There
yeah.
Customer service
department, yeah. Yeah. And that, yeah, they should be. Yeah. 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 They're specially made for the mobile phones, but they come with a charger. I mean, you could bundle a charger in with it, but. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and if you had one of those, just coming back to your other point about pressing the button and setting off the bleeper in the room, that could
yeah, it could be on that.
Yeah, on that as well, so. Yeah, some sort of docking station or yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be fine. And also that would mean they wouldn't have to go out buying batteries all the time.
Yeah.
The
shape got trendy. I don't want a big box with lots of things. You don't want a tiny sort of little thing either, because then you have got the repetitive strength, no matter how much you try and make it simple. We don't want so many controls that are absolutely identical.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
So what happens is you don't have to this so it's already clogged up. So you can hold it to your hand.
Yeah.
So we can have a mold it according to your
yeah.
What we were talking is to make it C-Shell's logo could become means you could put a logo in the corner of the model rather than you know trying to make it like a C-Shell or you could think.
Well, we need to think about how it is going to look different. If it kind of yeah, and that opens out into your flip top.
Yeah.
You could have different kind of casings.
Yeah.
So you could have like psychedelic ones for younger people and sleek ones.
There's a chance of it being locked too. It's not like a chocolate brown rosette which is going to go down the sofa.
Yeah.
People might want to put it on their mantelpiece and they don't not going to use it so much. It's easy to get used to handle.
Yeah.
That could be the most common design. Think of
right, I think we have to round it up.
Can I just quickly
yeah.
share a board new project requirements so that I haven't missed it? There's no talent test. That's the team that can find location video. Corporate image should be incorporated. Tell me about video as well.
That was cutting down the number. That was kind of separate. It was cutting down the number. Functions, making it simpler instead of having lots of things.
Or is this nothing to do with the project requirements? Is this just that was an add-on feature?
It kind of takes the place of having a button to press for the date and having a button to press for the channel, things like that.
So it's kind of doing
it could be
a
feature.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.